first roll.
Mm-hmm. We're ready.
Kelly Brown. Okay. And it is the 13th.
The 13th.
Okay. So this is...
It's like 5:30.
Okay. So this is for Solise. Yeah, it's recording. Interviewing Kelly Brown for the Creative Push Project on August 13th at 4:30. Okay. So we're just going to do some audio stuff now. So why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay. I'm from Tucson. Okay. Born and raised. Little tiny family. Just me and my sister. My parents. And I grew up down there. And then I ended up going to ASU. Much to my parents' dislike. My dad works at U of A and has for like 35 years. So hearing that his daughter was going to go to ASU was not good news in the family. But
did you study?
Interior design and architecture. So, and U of A didn't have interior design. So... between the program and a scholarship, ASU was the choice. So, and I've just been here ever since. And so, met Ian shortly after I graduated college, which is crazy. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm getting so old. And we've been here, just moved around the valley in different locations, and landed. We've been in this neighborhood for going on 6 years, and we love it. So, it's just very quiet and secluded. So,
yeah, it's really quiet here.
And that's about it.
Okay, so, are we good? Yeah? Okay. Why don't you just kind of transport us back to the time when you were pregnant or at the time of conception or anything, if there was anything memorable, if it was like a sweltering summer, or are there any events happening in your life, you know?
It was the last day that I was in my 20s that we know that we concepted. It was the day before my 30th birthday. And it was also Thanksgiving. And so that was kind of cool just because we had been trying for so long to have a baby. So it was just kind of fitting. I was like, okay, I'm still young. I'm still in my 20s. And it's Thanksgiving. So it just seemed like it was a perfect day for that kind of thing to happen. So we were very excited when we found out. We were planning a trip to Nebraska. And I was just feeling so tired. So tired. Like, I would come home from work and I'd be laying on the floor and I'd just fall asleep next to the dog. And I'm like, what is going on? I'd wake up and I'd be like, did I just fall asleep? Like, I can't be that tired. And then I had gone to work, and being just an interior designer, I had opened up a paint book and I was like, this smells terrible. Like, why am I smelling all this paint? And so I was like, I don't know, something's weird. And so took a pregnancy test. It was the day before we were supposed to travel. And it was positive. So we're like, no way. So, of course, we, like, buy all these, and I'm taking them. We still didn't believe it. So I, like, booked an appointment that day to go to the doctor's office. And I'm like, okay, can I get a blood test just to know for sure? And they're like, okay. And so doctor called that afternoon. He's like, yep, you're pregnant. And so it was definitely a very exciting and unexpected time.
So you conceived on Thanksgiving Day?
On Thanksgiving, yes. Because we had been trying for so long to have a baby, so the conception process, like, I had been tracking it. I had an app, and so it was all, like, I was taking my temperature every single morning and, like, just, like, watching the whole cycle and everything, because I don't have a normal cycle whatsoever. It'd be, like, 45 days in between. So I was, like, this app was, like, my thing. Like, I had to keep track of that app. And so, yeah, so we knew, because you keep track of, like, every little bit of information in that. So... there we go. So it was pretty easy to tell when.
So how did he feel about it? Because we did that too, and my husband was like, not having it. Like, it really...
it was, at times, I'd have to, like, catch myself, because at times it would be very, like, too much pressure and, like, too overwhelming for, like, both of us. Like, okay, you're putting too much pressure on this. Like, and it's hard to not get caught up in that, but I felt like, I don't know, after you try to not stress out about it, it really does help. It does, as cheesy as that sounds. And then it happened. I'm like, oh, people were right. I shouldn't be stressing about this. But it's hard not to stress about getting pregnant if you can, because especially if it's taking a long time, you automatically think something's wrong or something's that is not going to happen. And then it's like the years tick by, and you're like, okay, I'm only getting older, and birth defects only rise each year you get older. Like, your whole, I don't know, things, your perspective on things kind of change once you kind of delve into all that extra information. It's like, I wasn't aware of so many different things. And it's like, oh, your odds of this, by the time you're 2 years older, has, like, quadrupled. And it's like, oh my gosh. So it's interesting.
So how was the pregnancy experience once you found out you were pregnant?
It was, I actually had it pretty easy being pregnant. It was pretty smooth. There was one initial scare right at the beginning, and we took a trip up to Sedona. We love going to Sedona, and so we just had a little private trip, just the two of us before Christmas, just to kind of like, oh my goodness, let's celebrate, we're pregnant finally. And I started having these really bad pains down there, and so of course you start just like thinking, okay, I don't even remember what it's called, the ectopic pregnancy, wherever it's not actually fully in. It's in one of the tubes. And so all my symptoms were showing that. And I was like, okay, I don't know. So we booked an appointment. It was actually Christmas Eve that we went in, and they did an ultrasound just to make certain it was a viable pregnancy. And it was. But they're like, okay, just like take it easy. Don't stress. Like it should be fine. And so that was like our hiccup at the beginning. And then from then on, it was smooth sailing. So I didn't have morning sickness and hormones. I like to say that I was pretty good and bearable wife to Ian. I don't know if he would say otherwise, but it was a pretty smooth pregnancy. It was just like the tick down of weeks and like getting more excited each week that went by.
How was the weight and the water retention and all that?
Oh my gosh. I had, my feet were like whale feet. They were huge. I had a hard time like wearing any kind of shoes. Thankfully, it was summertime by the time I was 9 months pregnant. But they were huge, so swollen. Like, oh, they were massive. And then weight gain, I gained just over 30 pounds. So it wasn't terrible. It wasn't terrible. It was the most I'd ever weighed in my entire life, which I was like, okay. And I'd never owned a scale before. And we got a scale. We actually got the scale after I had the baby. So I'm like, I don't want to know, because then I'll be like obsessed with going into the bathroom and seeing what I was weighing. But I was just like, you know what? It's all for good cause. Good weight gain is a good thing. It means baby's healthy.
That's a really good attitude.
So, and of course, I didn't limit what I ate or anything. So, and I'm trying to think. The one thing that I did have that was painful was she was on my sciatic nerve for the last 3 weeks before I gave birth. And that was very, very painful. I couldn't sit. The only time I'd be comfortable was like laying down, but even then I'd be like changing positions. So I was working from home 2 weeks prior to giving birth because I was like, I can't sit in the office all day, guys. Like I would stand up and I'd get like shooting pains and like my leg would almost feel like it was going to give out underneath me. And I'm just like, this is terrible. And doctor's like, well, he's like, there's nothing we can do. He's like, it's going to be over soon. I'm like, okay. But I'd be getting up like 3 or 4 times a night taking hot showers because that felt amazing. Like you couldn't feel any of it. And then the second you get out, it was like, oh. So that part was not fun. But I can't complain because the rest of it was very easy. So.
And that, so you were working up almost till the very end then?
Yes, I was working the morning that I gave birth. So I remember because our HR lady had emailed me and I was sitting on our bedroom and I had the laptop up on my lap and I'm just working away and she emailed and she's like, hey Kelly, I just want to check in because it was a Monday and my due date was on a Tuesday. And she was like, I just want to check in and see if you're going to be working up until your due date or if you're already going to just start your maternity leave now. And I'm like, no, I'll be working until, because I'm like, I haven't, like, contractions aren't here. I might as well be working. And so that was at 9:30 in the morning. So I emailed her back that, and 10 o'clock contractions hit. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And Ian was home because we had a doctor's appointment at like, what time was it? At 11. And they were coming really fast. They were like 5 or 6 minutes apart. And I'm like, okay, I think I need to call and see if I need to go to the hospital instead. And so I called them and they're like, no, go ahead and come on in. We just want to make certain that, you know, these are actual contractions that you're feeling. Like, don't waste your time going to the hospital and then have them just like turn you away. Because they wanted to make certain all my fluid levels were okay because there was an ultrasound scheduled. And so I'm like, okay. And so it was like just a little after 10. I'm like, okay. And they were like getting stronger. And I'm like, I don't know if we should be going to the doctor's office right now, but I'm just going to trust them because they know what they're doing. And so we get there at 11 and they take me back to the ultrasound tech room. I'm like, why are they taking me to the ultrasound tech room? And they're like, well, we just want to, since you're here and it was already scheduled, like, let's just make certain everything looks good, your fluid levels, because it had been like, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks since the last ultrasound. I'm like, okay. So we go back there and the lady's like doing her thing and she's like taking all her measurements. She's like, fluid levels look great. And I'm like, okay. So uncomfortable because I'm like sitting on this table, like having contractions, which I was like, are these contractions? I don't know. Like, all I know is it hurts. And then she starts trying to get the head measurement and she's like, well, it's really hard to get because she's so far down there. And I'm like, okay, then why are you trying to do this right now? Like, it doesn't matter. So she's like, okay, well, the approximate birth weight is going to be, she's like, 9.5 pounds. So I felt lost it. So I'm like, 9.5 pounds? I'm like, you guys told me it would be like around 7. So I'm thinking like, how the heck did this baby gain, you know, 2.5 pounds that quickly? Like, that's not right. And then I'm like freaking out because I'm like, that's a big difference delivering a 7 pound baby and a 9.5 pound baby. Like, don't tell me that right now. And then she was trying to be all reassuring. She's like, no, she's like, it could be wrong. She's so far down there. Like, even just a fraction of a centimeter, like, it can set this scale off. And so she was trying to reassure me. And I'm like, okay, you still said 9.5 pounds. Like, that's all I'm picturing now. And so she's like, okay, well, we're done in here, so we'll have you go to the other room. So they put me up to the machine. And they're like, okay, we'll just have this monitor you for, like, I don't remember what she said, like 20 minutes till they could like get enough of like the scale of it going up and down. I'm like, okay. And so they like have me in there and Ian's there and I'm just like watching this machine. I'm like, I don't know what these little lines mean. I'm like, but it's going up pretty high and then like down low. I'm like, why are we sitting in this room right now? So they came in and they're like, okay, well, they like took the paper off the little machine and she walks out. And I remember that room was like freezing cold in there too. It was like this tiny little room with like the bright fluorescent lights. And she comes back in and she's like, well, you're having contractions. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, well, now we're going to have you go to this other exam room so Dr. Carter can check you out. And I'm like, okay. And so in the process from walking to that room or from that room to the other room that I'm normally in, my water breaks. And so it like, I'm like, I think that my water just broke. And I'm like, I don't know if that's what it was. I had never had it happen. And she's like, okay, well, she's like, it's okay. Just like go to the other room. We'll have them test it and make certain it is. And it was. He's like, okay. And so then he checks and he's like, okay, you're at 6 centimeters dilated. And I'm like, okay. He's like, so we're going to call the hospital right now. He's like, just go over there. And thankfully it was like 5 minutes away. Like even from our house to the hospital was 7 minutes away. And then from the doctor's office there was like 5 minutes. So at least it was all very close. So he's like, go over there. He's like, we'll get you all ready. Like, you already pre-registered. Just like go over there. I'm like, okay. Because it was weeks prior to that. I had been at like 3 or 4 centimeters. And he was like, because at that point they have you come in once a week for checkups. And each time I come in, he's like, you're still no baby. He's like, each weekend I expect to like a beep to come through that at you when it's not. And so he called us in to the hospital. So we drive over to the hospital. I remember I was like, we tried calling our parents, but they weren't answering, of course, because it's a Monday in the middle of the day. And so we were texting them, and then I'm like texting work to try to be like, okay, I am officially out of the office now, guys. Like, I'm headed to it's happening, headed to the hospital. And so we make it to the hospital, and they get us all checked in to the triage section. And I remember the first nurse I had, because you know how it's like some people you like totally feel just like at ease with like right off the bat, and then other ones where it's just like, okay, this is not going to be a good match for this kind of situation. That was totally this nurse, because right off the bat she's like, okay, are you planning on getting an epidural? And I was like, well, I wasn't planning on it. I'm like, I tried to not have it. I'm like, but I might change my mind. She's like, wait. She's like, well, have you had any training for that? I'm like, no. And she's like, well, some people have to have a lot of training to be able to go through this without that. I'm like, okay, why are you trying to knock me down like right as this is happening? And she's like, wait. She's like, well, just, you're gonna have to let us know. I'm like, okay. So they're like having us do all this paperwork. I don't even know what I was signing, because all I know is I was just having really bad contractions in my back, and I just kept repeating ow over and over again. Like Ian said, he's like, the whole time I was in labor, that's the only word I could say was ow, ow, ow. For like the entire time. No other words came out. And I didn't want him to touch me. Like, I was just like, let me be here saying ow. Like, I want you next to me, just don't touch me. So
how was the sciatic nerve stuff?
It, at that point, I couldn't even feel it. Like, it was succumbed by, I was having really bad back labor. So it was like all in my lower back. This was like really intense cramps. And so that just like, I completely couldn't even feel anything that was going on in my leg. It was just like a completely different focus. And I think the fact too that I was like, we're having a baby, so I am not focusing on this other stuff anymore. And so we were in the triage place, and they ended up switching nurses, thankfully. I was so happy. And the next lady was just awesome. Like, wonderful, sweet lady that was just like, not that the other one wasn't caring, but this one just came across a lot more caring, which I needed. A little bit more warm and fuzzy feeling than the other one. And so I don't remember. It's so hard to remember the time. Like, everything was happening so fast, yet it wasn't. And I think it was by the time they were getting ready to get me to the delivery room, I told her that I had changed my mind. I'm like, I want to have an epidural. I'm like, I have to have it. I'm like, because I didn't know how long it was going to be going on. And it was just getting like more and more intense. And I'm just like, I don't know if I'm strong enough to do this. Because I remember even being pregnant before that, it would be like in the middle of the night getting leg cramps. And I would wake up and I'd be like, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. Like practicing, trying to like prepare myself for labor. That might have been a silly thing to do, but just trying anything. And it was so much more painful than a leg cramp. But like, I can't do it. I am not strong enough for this. And just hearing like friends of mine too, they were in labor for like 12 plus hours, and I'm like, I don't think I can do this for 12 hours. Like, I don't have it within me. Apparently I needed to get that training or practicing. It would have helped me out. But so I told them that, and she's like, okay. She's like, well, let me go talk with an anesthesiologist, because they only have one on staff, which, in my opinion, why do you only have one in staff? That makes zero sense. So she comes back, she's like, well, he was called into an emergency C-section for twins. She's like, so it's going to be a little while until we can get him. Just like, okay. She's like, so let's just like take this slow. Like, just keep calm. Like, he's going to be on his way as soon as he can. So I remember it seemed forever. And she comes back and she's like, okay, one twin's delivered. I'm like, okay. And so we're still at the triage area. And she's like, okay, well, but we're going to need to go ahead and take you over to the other room. She's like, but as soon as he's done, we're going to get him to you. I'm like, okay. So we're like walking the halls over to the place, and she was like, take your time. Like, I know this is painful right now. Like, you don't, no hurry. And I'm like booking it down the hall, because I'm like, I just want to get to this other room. Like, maybe that'll mean that the anesthesiologist will be here quicker. And so we make it to the other room, and I don't know how much time had passed, but he finally comes. And at this point, I'm telling him, I'm like, guys, I feel a different feeling down there that I've never felt before. I'm like, something's happening. And they're like, okay, well, don't like do anything. Like, just stay calm. Like, don't push. Like, don't do anything. We'll check you as soon as he gives you the epidural. I'm like, okay. So he gives me the epidural, and my contractions were happening so fast that they were like, you got to stay still when they're giving that to you. And they were happening like every minute at that point. And they're like, okay. And some of them were like much more severe than other ones. So they were monitoring on the thing, and they're like, okay, this should be a less one coming up. So just like stay calm. And they're like telling me how to like hold myself. I'm like, okay. So they do it. And he's like, okay, it went well. And I'm like, okay. And then they're like asking if I felt anything and how I was feeling. I'm like, no, I'm definitely feeling better. So then they check, and I was at 10 centimeters. And so the guy's like, I would say you definitely experienced childbirth. And he's like, and had we checked before, like, you wouldn't have even gotten it. And so I'm like, okay. But then I was kind of like, okay, well, now I don't have to feel the pushing part of it. So it's kind of a little blessing. But oh. So then they're calling the doctor, because they were thinking I was still a little ways away from it. So thankfully his office was close, and he was like expecting it. And so he gets there, and I think it was about, so we got to the hospital around noon, and this was around 3:30, I want to say. And he shows up, and I think we only had to, so he comes into the room, And it was Ian, me. I didn't want my parents to be there and my sister. And they, at that point, had traveled from Tucson, so they were down in the waiting room waiting. And we don't have any other family in town, and Ian's parents were just, like, on hold on the phone, like, just waiting to hear what was happening. And I want to say she was born at 4:26, so I didn't have to push that many rounds. It was, I think, like, 3 or 4 rounds of pushing, and she was out. And it was just crazy how fast it was happening. Like, I had no idea of what time it was, like, what time of day, what was going on, like, nothing. And there was just one part where it was actually right before, it was while we were waiting for him to come over, there was a drop in her heart rate wherever she was. And so they had me, like, repositioning myself, and they had me on oxygen. And I remember that was, like, that was a scary moment for the entire thing, because I was just like, okay, I was just trying to keep calm inside. Like, it's going to be okay. Like, you got to stay positive. Like, we've made it this far. I'm like, she's a healthy baby. Like, they're just taking precautions right now. And I remember that was a scary part for me. And I was just like, you always hear these stories of, like, these birth stories and how quickly things can change. And it was just like trying to not make my mind go immediately there, which I am so prone to letting myself do. And so that was, like, the one scary moment. And then she was like, okay, she's like, her heart rate's getting back better. She's like, so we'll just have you staying in this position until he comes. So he came, and Ian, the whole time we were always joking, like, saying that he was going to be the guy that would be passing out if he was watching her come out. And he did awesome. Like, he was just, like, down there watching, like, this is the most amazing thing ever, like, so encouraging. And you could just, like, tell he had, like, so much joy and, like, just, like, disbelief, like, oh my gosh, our daughter is going to be here soon. So that was a special, special moment. And so she came out, and she was a screaming healthy baby. Like, I think, I forget what that scale is that they measure it on, but she was 9.8 out of 10. So she was very, very, like, healthy baby right off the bat. And so she was 7 pounds, 10 ounces, no 9.5 pound baby, which was good, and 20.5 inches long. And 4:26 is when she was born. So it happened fast. For me, it happened fast, because it was like going from zero contractions that morning to, like, a baby in your hands at 4:30 in the afternoon. It was just a surreal experience. It was awesome. And I don't even know how to describe it. It's like the first time you see her, it's like, I don't know, it was the coolest thing ever. Because also with the ultrasounds previously, they do ones where they can, like, do the 3D where you can see their, like, facial features and stuff. Every single ultrasound that we have with her, she'd have her hands over her face, which was, it was annoying at the time. So we're like, we want to see what she looks like. But then at the same sense, we're like, no, it kind of makes it fun, because it's like total surprise then. We had no idea, like, what she was going to look like when she came out, even though we knew she was going to be a girl. So it's still, like, partial surprise. And so she was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And just, like, she had so much hair. I remember, not a ton of hair compared to other babies, but I thought she was going to be a bald baby, like, because I didn't have any of those old wives' tales of, like, heartburn or all those things that supposedly tell you if your baby's going to have hair. And she had hair. That was, like, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't have a bald baby. This is great. And so they were doing all their stuff, like her putting her on the scale and, like, just checking her out and doing all that stuff right after. And Ian had his camera out, so he's taking pictures. And the lady was like, well, let me get a picture. And she's like, wait. She's like, it's flashing at me, no card. And we're like, you've got to be kidding me. So he had left. He had cleared off the memory card in our computer the night before, and the little stick was still in our iMac. And I'm like, oh, gosh. So, but if one thing had to go bad, at least it was that. And we still had our cell phones. So I remember our first family picture, which is, like, my favorite picture ever now, because Aspen is, like, a little tiny peanut. And our doctor ended up taking the picture for us on the iPhone. So we didn't get any of those other pictures, which I was a little upset about. But looking back, like, it's totally fine. I'd rather that be the hiccup than something more serious. So, and we have it in our memory, and that's the important part. And so, yeah, it was crazy. So crazy. And so fun.
Did you nurse, or what was the experience after?
So I wanted to nurse and do breastfeeding. And that prior breastfeeding was, like, such a scary thing to me, because it's like, okay, they gave me books at the doctor's office, and I even talked with a lactation consultant before. And because my doctor was like, talk to a lactation consultant. He's like, it can be helpful with that. And I remember I had had a lump removed from my right breast the year before I gave birth. And so I always had that in my mind, too. Like, is that going to, you know, affect me being able to breastfeed? And I wanted to breastfeed really badly. And so I just had a lot of fears and anxiety around that whole thing. So it's like everyone builds that up. And it's like, okay. So the nurse, like, I remember, like, handed her to me. And she's like, okay. She's like, go ahead and start nursing. And I remember I was just like, I don't even know what to do. Like, I have this baby. I don't even remember how to hold a baby. Like, and then I'm like, this is just very, it's just uncomfortable. Because I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. And I remember the nurse, who's very sweet and, like, was just like, okay, just, she's like, it's very natural. She's like, the babies, like, they just know what they're doing. It's instinct. And so she was helping me do it. And it clicked. Like, Aspen and I just, we had different nursing troubles as weeks went on. But the initial, it was milk came in and it clicked and it worked, which was awesome. Then we got to deal with other things like oversupply and then low supply and then her being allergic to any dairy. So I got to go dairy free for 6 months, but I'm still nursing now and it's a year almost. So we made it through it. But nursing is not easy. I know it is for some people, but it's not. It's not. It's not simple.
A year is really impressive. So you couldn't consume
dairy. I couldn't consume dairy. Yeah. She was having a lot of, because, you know, they have you wash their diapers and stuff like that. And so it was just not normal breastfed baby diaper output. And oversupply was part of it. And then it ended up being, she was lactose intolerant too. And they say they outgrow it. And now I'm back on dairy and she can have dairy. She loves cheese. And she's fine with it. So it's just sometimes they have to, like, it's too much for their stomach to consume with the lactose. So who knew?
It's fascinating how what you eat impacts them through your breast.
Right, right. It's so true. Like, I still can't eat broccoli because I know it's going to make her all gassy. And I love broccoli.
I had to stop eating spinach.
Did you?
I had this intense craving for spinach. It was, like, the worst thing to tell me I couldn't have.
Right. It's yeah. So how long did you breastfeed for?
6 months.
Did you?
It was torture.
Was it?
But by the 6 months, he really didn't, he was like, he didn't want it.
Right. Yeah. And see, that's what I wish, I want her to just, like, self-wean herself. Because I'm like, I don't want to, I don't know, it gives me anxiety to, like, for me, have to turn it off. I'd rather her just, like, naturally be like, okay, granted, if that's, like, more than 6 months from now, then I'll take some different steps and a different story. But until then, I'm letting her take control.
No, that's great. It sounds like you have this really healthy outlook and, you know, just a great attitude about the whole experience.
I think it was the whole fact that it's what we wanted for so long. And it was just, I don't know. It was just like, it's happening. Like, let's just be really happy about this. Don't get me wrong. We had our own separate chaos. The whole pregnancy, we were, like, trying to get everything done in the house. Because it's like, okay, once the baby comes, like, you're not going to be getting anything done. So we had an asbestos scare in our house. We were trying to tile. We were, like, living in our living room. It was, like, a one-bedroom apartment with our two cats and a golden retriever. And me with my swollen feet, like, hanging out in this, like, tarped-off little room. I was not a happy camper.
I went up 2 feet sizes. So
did you?
From, like, a 7 to a 9.
Oh, mine was just the width. Like, thankfully, Target had the most amazing set of flip-flop shoes that I wore every single day. I had them in white and black. And it's funny, I put them on my feet now, and they're, like, so stretched out. I'm like, well, at least I know my feet went back to normal. But it's crazy. You don't expect that. Like, I could see zero bones on my feet. They were just, like, huge. It was embarrassing. And my ankles, too. I'm like, oh. This is awful. So it was lots of long dresses over the summer. Like, being pregnant in the summer is just brutal here. And I remember people were like, oh, you will reach, because of the whole pregnancy. I was like, no, I really don't mind being pregnant. It's not that bad. Like, it's really not. I'm having it, like, fairly easy considering the other stories that I hear. And they're like, oh, you'll reach that point. And I'm like, no, I don't think I'm going to. Oh, as soon as August hit, I hit that point. Like, we were going swimming at the pool. Like, okay, like, just trying to keep active. I remember we went, because Target's just down the street. So I remember it was the Friday before I gave birth. We're like, what do we do? I'm like, let's just go to Target and walk around because they're open till like 10. So we walked around Target for 2 hours. I don't even know what we did there for 2 hours, but it was just like walking. And then that week we went to the mall and we're just like walking. It was like that Saturday, just walking the mall because it's so hot to go outside. So I couldn't just like sit here and do nothing. I'm like, okay, we got to get this thing moving. Like, especially after hearing your doctor be like, oh yeah, baby's going to come this weekend. And then it's like weeks keep going. At least I didn't go past my birthday. That was, I was not, that's the thing I was stressing about. I'm like, I don't want to have a be induced. I didn't want that to happen. So thankfully it didn't happen. Thankfully. Because they're like, well, you should start feeling like, you know, some contractions like leading into it. And I wasn't feeling anything. So I'm just like, oh no. But she came a day early. Can't go wrong with that.
No, it sounds like you had a really actually quite a good experience. I would have had a lot more anger and resentment over the doctor visit, personally, I think.
Looking back now, I just find it to be very humorous. The day of being in it, I was like, oh, like, you've got to be kidding me. Why am I getting an ultrasound? Like, hook me up to the machine first. Tell me if it's legit. And then if it's not, okay, I'll suck it up and go through the ultrasound. But not when I'm having contractions, like, laying on this table and her doing all her little measurements. Like,
and it's like, you'll measure the head in like 8 hours when it's out of my body.
Right, right. And like, the fact that it's that far down there means that it's, you know, this is legit. Like, let's keep this moving. Like, you do not have to be a perfectionist to hit this measurement right now. I wish she would have kept that weight comment to herself, because that's definitely was in my head for a while. So I'm just like, 9.5 pounds. Like, what's going on?
You can't really unhear that.
No. I'm like, that is a big baby. And then I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, at my last weight check for myself, I gained an extra pound. So was that her, not me? So I'm like thinking. Well, but she wasn't. She's completely normal size for what I was expecting. So, which was good.
So we've been asking women, as you've been kind of categorizing these into themes, mm-hmm. If they can kind of come up with a word or a phrasing of words that kind of encompasses their experience.
Oh, that's a tough, really
challenging question.
That is a very challenging. It's okay, mine. I'm surprised mine hasn't. If you might have to edit that out.
There's not going to be a lot, though.
I don't know. I would say that we were just very, like, we felt very blessed and, like, hopeful. And I don't, this is probably not even exactly what you're looking for. But I just remember the whole time we were just saying, like, we want her to be healthy and happy. Like, those were the two words that, like, we both just kept focusing on. Like, health was, like, our number one thing. Like, we just wanted to have a healthy baby and then just us all be happy. So, does that answer your question?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. And it sounds like you got that.
Yeah. So far, yes. She is an awesome little baby. She is very happy, too. And so far, knock on wood, she's been healthy, too. So it's good. It's all you can hope for.
It's true.
It's so true. So many other things just do not matter. And I think that kind of puts it into perspective. The whole pregnancy thing does. And it's just, it's amazing to go through. And it's like such a personal thing for each person, too. And it's like, each story is so different, and it's just fascinating. It's like, oh my gosh, what our bodies can do, and just like how everything's like a week by week basis. And it's like, oh my gosh, they're developing this. It's just, it's crazy what the human body can do. It's amazing. It really, truly is. And then it's like, at the end, you've got this little baby that's both you and your significant other, and it's just amazing thing. So, yes.
Yeah, I think that's great. It's true. I was obsessed with that, like, week by week, you'd see, like,
it's true. What size?